Okay, so this girl has asthma. That's not difficult, okay? Just episodes of wheezing. It's being managed with a single inhaler. The first treatment for outpatient asthma is albuterol inhaler, beta-2 agonist, okay? Opens the airways. So the question says, what is most effective for decreasing recurrence of her episodes? Now, this is where a lot of students get fucked up. This is actually a haha, like tricked you kind of question, but I promise this is actually really high yield for especially family medicine for the 2CK component of USMLE, but you need to know this for step one as well. So after the albuterol inhaler, the next best step is to add the fluticasone inhaler, okay? To add the inhaled corticosteroid, the ICS, all right? However, the answer to this question is D, oral prednisone. We're like, what the fuck? It's because oral prednisone is last resort for treating asthma in the overwhelming majority of circumstances for typical asthma treatment, okay? Oral prednisone, oral corticosteroids are last resort, but they're most effective, okay? So they are most effective at decreasing recurrence. No, they're not the next best step, but they're still most effective. So for this patient, we would have the normal sequence of albuterol inhaler. Patient's already on that. Then the next best step would be low dose inhaled corticosteroid, which is the low dose fluticasone inhaler. And if the patient continues to have episodes, we can maximize the dose of the ICS. Okay, so that's the third step, is you maximize the dose of the inhaled corticosteroid, the inhaled fluticasone. The fourth step would be to add an inhaled long-acting beta agonist, which is salmeterol. Okay, and then we sort of have dot 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 last resort oral corticosteroids, oral prednisone. Now, why am I saying dot 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 like that? It's because the initial sequence I gave you of albuterol followed by low dose, then high dose ICS, then salmeterol, that initial sequence is pretty ubiquitous and universal for outpatient asthma treatment. And then finally, the last resort, most effective, is our oral prednisone. But in between, you can use any number of drugs in any specific order. It doesn't really matter. You could give metoclopramide, which is a mast cell stabilizer, chromolyn sodium, another mast cell stabilizer. We don't really use theophylline for asthma treatment. It's more of just a textbook medication, like knowing that it exists. It's a phosphodiesterase inhibitor, but very rare that that's actually prescribed for asthma treatment. There's also the leukotriene pathway drugs, such as Xyluton. It's a lipoxygenase inhibitor, and then there's Montelukast and Zafirlukast. They're leukotriene receptor antagonists, okay, LTCD and E4 receptor antagonists. So you can give those in any specific order, it doesn't matter. But the initial sequence of albuterol, then fluticasone, then salmeterol, that's universal, dot, 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 then last resort, oral steroids. So just know that oral steroids are most effective for decreasing recurrence. But the reason they're last resort is because they can cause Cushing's, okay? We obviously don't want to cause Cushing syndrome for the patient. And in younger kids especially, you can precipitate precocious puberty. But just the overwhelming negative effects of being in chronic steroids, obesity, hypertension, cataracts, avascular necrosis, diabetes, just you don't want to give a kid Cushing syndrome or precocious puberty. You don't want to do that. And I think the final point I want to make is omalizumab, which is an IgE antagonist. That's for this is why I didn't want to bring this up initially when I said last resort, is because that's only used in select patients who not only do they have asthma refractory slash non-responsive to oral prednisone, but who also have notably increased IgE levels in the serum, increased eosinophils. There's select patients who qualify for omalizumab. But in general, when we say last resort, we refer to oral prednisone. Okay, that's it.